Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. The state government has adopted urgent amendments to planning laws allowing homeowners across the Wide Bay to lease their granny flats onto the rental market. Housing Minister Leanne Enoch says the new option will take immediate pressure off the housing supply crisis.
These emergency planning measures really make a huge difference in being able to bring more stock to market quicker than we would be seeing if we had to build those properties. These properties will, of course, see those protections from the Residential Tenancy Act. All parties are protected as a result of that.
The updated laws will be reviewed in 3 years. Meanwhile, a new draft plan to protect and enhance the Great Sandy Marine Park has been unveiled this morning. Environment Minister Megan Scanlon says it includes increases to the conservation area and green zones in order to protect important species.
Part of the plan obviously is changes to the zoning of the area itself, but we've also announced that we want to provide some funding as well for coastal infrastructure, so boat ramps and artificial reefs, because we know how popular particularly recreational fishing is in the region.
Locals have until October 23 to take a look at the plan and provide feedback. There's a large number of chlamydia cases across the Wide Bay Hospital Health Service. 412 cases of the sexually transmitted infection have been recorded so far this year, 43 in the past month alone. Queensland Health says the condition is normally asymptomatic and is easily treated with antibiotics. Condoms or other barrier methods paired with regular sexual health checks is the best way to prevent chlamydia. And the Fraser Coast Council is encouraging locals to head down to the Brolga Theatre this weekend to catch a local production of Beauty and the Beast. The Macabre Theatre Company is performing an adaptation of the Disney musical. Director Matthew King says the show is fun for the whole family.
So this weekend we have Friday and Saturday night, which is at 7 p.m, and then we have a Sunday matinee during the day.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.